Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, for the whole program, Congresswoman Deena Titus will be here on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Deena Titus of Nevada Congressional District 1. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am. And the big topic of the day is immigration reform and the mess that sits in the House. Your thoughts on this so far?
Well, I think it's one of the big challenges that we face, and we need to get it done. The problem in the House is, rather than taking up the Senate bill and maybe changing it a little and moving it forward, is there's a big push to break it into pieces and take it up one part at a time. I worry about that. I do not favor that, because I'm afraid they'll do some of the pieces they want and leave behind a lot of folks in the shadows.
And that really is not going to make... I don't think that the Senate would go along with that, and I don't think the president would sign something like that. But isn't this, you know, one way to go is to for the House to come up with their own bill and then to settle this in conference committee?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we've had our own Gang of Eight working for several years on a House bill. It hasn't come out yet. They've promised it to us every couple of weeks. I've been advised by several of the members of that committee, because it's a real important issue here in Nevada, and they have some stumbling blocks. But even if we could get part of it out, that would give something to work on in conference.
Yes, because that really is the way that things will get done, and a lot more can get done with a smaller group.
That's right.
And then, you know, perhaps I don't want to say force it on the majority, but do it. It's been an interesting confluence of different groups coming together to support immigration reform here in the state of Nevada.
Right.
The AFL-CIO is heading up a very disparate group that includes not only the usual suspects, as we would say, but also a lot of business people who see a great need for immigration reform to help business and commerce in this country.
Well, absolutely. The Chamber of Commerce is on board. You've got farmers and farm workers. You've got manufacturers and manufacturing workers. It is a nice alliance, because people realize, and there are a lot of statistics to show this, that if you legalize people, bring them out of the shadows, let them be working, paying all the taxes, it's going to be a real boon for the economy.
And also, the other area that you didn't mention, it was high tech is another big one to get those HB1 visas.
Exactly. It's not just about the people who are here and providing a pathway to citizenship. It's about reforming the existing immigration system so that we can bring in more high-tech people. Right now, a lot of them come, they study here, they get their degrees, and then they go back home and do the big inventions instead of doing it here. So that's an aspect of it as well.
And you know, one of the things that I think that people don't really understand is that citizenship isn't the main goal for a lot of the people that are coming to this country. They really want to be able to come here legally and be able to go home when they want to go home. Temporary or permanent residence would be fine with, I think, a lot of people.
Well, what you need to do is provide the options, like the Dreamers who were brought here when they were children. They want to be citizens. They grew up here. They're as American as you or I are, because this is the country that that they know. So you're right. Different people have different goals. Right now, somebody can't leave and come back into the country for fear that they'll be arrested. Some families who are here are worried about being deported. Some people just want to be able to drive to take their children to school or take themselves to work. So it is a whole range of things. That's why we need comprehensive reform.
Now, there's a huge push on congressmen on the Republican side that folks who are in support of this feel that they can push over the edge. And so there's a lot of demonstrations planned for Joe Heck's office in Las Vegas. Do you think this is the right way to go? Because it looks like Congressman Heck is already leaning in that direction. If you were to have a huge bunch of people demonstrating in front of your office, would that change your mind or harden your positions?
Well, I can't speak for Joe Heck on that. He's been all over the map. He's for the Senate bill. He's against it. He's for comprehensive. He's against it. He voted to defund the Dreamer bill, but says it was a matter of process. At some point, he's going to have to make a hard decision. I think once he does that, all those people will go away because they'll then know exactly where he stands.
And that really is the truth about any position, which is once you've said whether you're for or against something, all the heat goes away.
Well, that's right, because people want you to take a position, and then they may disagree with it, and then they can argue with you against it, but then they'll know where you're coming from. And if you stick with this position, they'll come to respect you whether they're in agreement or not.
Now, you're going to have a big meeting on immigration on the 20th, correct?
I know it's coming up shortly after we get back from the district break.
Okay, so if folks want to know more about getting together with your staff in Las Vegas, and are you going to be there as
right.
well?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you were still referring to what was going on in the House, because we've got some meetings scheduled back in the House in September. But here in the district, we are going to have a meeting, and we're going to talk about some of the elements of fraud, some of the elements of how do you do the paperwork. We help a lot of folks with deferred action papers, so we're out in the district a lot, and I will be there, absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dina Titus when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, Press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus, who represents Nevada Congressional District 1. You recently came back from Israel. Was this your first trip? And if not, how many times have you been there before?
I've been there once before, but I saw some new things, and certainly the turmoil in that part of the world makes every day a new day when it comes to politics.
All right, so where did you go? What did you see? What did you learn?
Well, I was in Tel Aviv. I was in Jerusalem. I went to Ramallah as well and Bethlehem. Both of those places are in Palestine on the West Bank. We went down to the edge of Gaza to Sderot. We went up on the Golan Heights. We also went over and looked over into Lebanon and then visited some of the Christian sites, historic sites from the Bible around the Sea of Galilee.
And what did you take away from this? I mean, you know, obviously, did you get to talk to Arabs in Bethlehem and Ramallah? Did you get a sense of their feelings towards, you know, the potential for any kind of peace treaty?
Well, we did. We met with the Prime Minister Netanyahu. We met with the President. We met with the number one negotiator, Dr. Ercot, from the West Bank. So we heard a lot from all different sides. And the main thing that I heard was optimism and a lot of praise for John Kerry for being so persistent in bringing people back to the table. They have 9 months to try to come to some agreements. They're not saying that it's going to be easy, but they certainly feel like, and this comes from both sides, that John Kerry did a good job and that they both sides want and need peace in the region.
Were you a little surprised to hear about all the new settlements that are going up that were just announced in the last week or so?
Well, certainly that might make the process more complicated, but on the other side, also Israel has taken a tough position of releasing prisoners, and that's one of the things that the Palestinians really wanted, and so they have made a move there, which is a concession on their part, and that's very difficult for Netanyahu to do because there's a lot of resistance to it by people who lost family members because of the actions of some of those prisoners.
In Ramallah and Bethlehem, did you get a chance to talk to any ordinary citizens and take the temperature of them?
Well, we could see in Bethlehem some of the posters about prisoners and just a few people on the street, but we didn't go out and kind of solicit opinions from people. For one thing, it's a language problem. Another, maybe a security problem. But hearing from their number one negotiator, I think he pretty well summed up what their position is.
When you went to the Golan Heights, were you surprised to see just what the view is of Israel and why the Golan Heights is so important for Israel to maintain for their security?
Well, I've seen it before, but certainly one of the most impressive things when you're in Israel is to realize how small the country is. You know, one place it's only 9 miles across, and not only is it a very tiny country, but it is surrounded by adversaries, whether it's Lebanon or Syria or Gaza, the West Bank. You've got Jordan, who's friendly at this point, but there's a lot of Al-Qaeda action on the southern Golan Heights. So, you know, it puts that in a very clear perspective.
There was a story in the New York Times just about a week ago that was really a surprising story because it was about the Syrian border with Israel and the fact that a lot of people who have been affected by the war in Syria have actually been taken across the border and treated in Israel.
That's right. We saw the triage hospital that is there on the border, which is like an outpost hospital where they are helping people. So that's exactly right.
One of the things that concerned me in the article... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say one of the things that was upsetting in reading the article was that one of the young girls that had been treated and her life saved by the Israeli doctors, upon return to Syria, she said she couldn't talk about that because that would put her in the enemy camp if she did.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, these are part of the difficulties of who's loyal to whom, who you can support. People would naturally maybe want to be friends, like some basketball teams with young Palestinians and young Israelis trying to get at a new generation so that the old hardened opinions in the previous generation aren't the ones that prevail in the future. It is a very complicated, difficult situation.
What did you see when you went to Gaza? I was in Israel 3 years ago. And actually went to several events around Ashkelon, which is right by the entrance to the Gaza Strip. And a couple of days after we left there were rockets that were falling on Ashkelon. What did you get to see when you were there?
Well, in Sderot, we visited the fortified playground where children are taken to play so they have some place that is safe. And that is very touching to see little children trying to lead a normal life under the in the pathway of these rockets. One interesting thing is we also visited several Iron Dome sites. Now, when I was in Congress before, I voted to support development of the Iron Dome, and it's very clear that that has saved a lot of lives and also been a deterrent. So those are units that they move around wherever the hot spots are. We met with the commander, met with some of the troops there who man those Iron Dome facilities.
And was there any discussion, because there was some disputing, I believe, on 60 Minutes that said that Iron Dome didn't work nearly as well as the military had said it did?
Well, that is not the impression that I got from hearing the reports about it. And they have six now, and they're moving towards developing as many as 12 and at least 10.
What did you see when you went to the Lebanese border?
Well, we didn't go into Lebanon. We just kind of looked across at Lebanon and saw where that is the site of rockets, too. And some of the villages there have become fortified sites for firing rockets at Israel. Again, you look across that border, it looks so pastoral, looks so biblical, looks so beautiful. And yet, just below the surface, things are not as they appear.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Titus when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Evergreen Carpet Care is the leader for Northern Nevada carpet cleaning services, and here's just a few of their satisfied customers to tell you why.
They are courteous, fast, and responsive to all my needs. Very competitive rates. They get the job done the first time, every time.
He did all my area rugs. They did my oriental rugs. And I'm satisfied with it.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's Forever Evergreen.
Time was when a queen bed was big enough for the two of us.
But now, we're ready for an upgrade. King size.
And you deserve it. RC Willie has every size in stock and ready for immediate delivery.
King-size mattress sets are as low as $299. Now receive a free 32-inch TV with qualifying mattress purchase. This king-size Simmons mattress set is only $899 and includes a free TV. With our low price guarantee, why shop anywhere else? RC Willie, your home, your way.
You've been waiting. We've been waiting. And now it's here. The new four-door turbocharged Fiat 500L has arrived in Reno at Fiat of Reno. And this Fiat has it all, not the least of which is four doors. From a 160-horsepower turbo engine, which gets up to 33 mpg highway, to a whole list of unbelievable features. And it could be yours for the astonishing starting price of just $19,000.
Come see this new addition to our Italian family today.
And you know how Italians are about big families.
Have no fear. Fiat is here.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. Let's get your response, if we could, to the federal court ruling, the Court of Appeals, on Yucca Mountain. It seemed like it was a statement that has no money to back it up.
I think that's exactly right. I was disappointed but not surprised in the ruling, and it was a split decision, and some of the comments that were made in the dissent I think are important and helpful in our case. I'm going to let the Nuclear Regulatory Commission know yet again why we are opposed to this, so even if they move forward with the licensing, doesn't necessarily mean they would give the license. But they have about $11 million left to do this licensing. That's not nearly enough. It's very unlikely that the energy budget will get passed, so there'll be a continuing resolution. And in the continuing resolution is no money at all for this process. People have been moved. Records have been boxed up. Starting it over again would be very difficult, time-consuming, and expensive. So I think that it's not going to happen.
What did you think about...
And I certainly hope that it doesn't.
What did you think about the idea of buying off Nevada with $5.6 billion to reopen Yucca Mountain?
Well, I made a comment when that was a suggestion by the chairman of the committee that we could just buy off Nevada. And my comment was, Nevada's not for sale. Maybe we ought to give that money to his district back there in Iowa and ship it up the Mississippi River. That's just how ridiculous the suggestion was.
Let's change topics here to domestic surveillance reforms. This whole NSA deal is going through Congress, and then all of a sudden you have these warnings about all these embassies across the world, basically, and then it zones in on Yemen. And let's face it, you could do drone strikes any day of the year in Yemen and be justified in doing it. Do you think that the military is just spreading fear here and getting the country upset? Because we've seen this playbook before.
No, I don't think so. So they want to be overly cautious, and that's what the public would demand. Look at all the flap about the Benghazi situation. Look at the seriousness of the Boston Marathon. The military is not there just to scare people. It's there to protect people, and I think that's what they were trying to do. In fact, some folks said, oh, surely you're not going to Israel if they're closing the embassies all around the Middle East. But we went because Israel was not a place that was considered dangerous, and the embassy there was not closed.
But don't we show a level of fear that the rest of the world looks at and goes, you know, here's, quote, chatter that is going on that we've intercepted, and suddenly we respond to this in such a public fashion. That just struck me the wrong way.
Well, maybe so, Sam, in terms of that's overreacting, but if something happens, people would rather you overreacted than underreacted. And maybe we are more afraid of this than, say, Europe or the Middle East, because we've not experienced it as much. And when it does happen, there's so much focus put on it here at home. We were protected from two oceans in world wars, and we had not been attacked until Pearl Harbor. We had not been attacked with anything really from terrorists until 9/11, so maybe just the psyche of it is more impressive here than in a place where it becomes more routine because it happens more often.
Well, would you be concerned if 2 weeks from now we had another incident like this and where nothing really developed from it?
Well, you don't know what's really developed from it. There are a lot of instances where they said that the consumption of information has led to some things being stopped or being prevented. Now, we didn't have an attack, but maybe that's because you had the information and you closed the embassy, you prevented something. Those kinds of things are difficult to measure.
Last topic here, Pat Mulroy, mm-hmm. looking for disaster aid for the Colorado River because of a drought. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah. Well, I'm supportive of that. I think that the latest reports are that Lake Mead is going to go down even further, and that will just be devastating to the economy, to users up and down the river. So any way I can help with that, I certainly want to.
What are your thoughts on climate change? Are you a believer?
Yes, I am. I certainly am a believer. I think that we have to move the argument away from does it exist or not to how can we prevent it. Because as long as we're saying, yes, it does exist, and yes, it is human's fault, then you're going to be in one of these ideological or philosophical debates. Let's just say, hey, there's something happening out there. Let's see what we can do to deal with it. And that way you move on to the pragmatic or the programmatic away from the theoretical. And that's the only way you're going to get some of these people on the other side on board to get some remedy.
Last question here. We've got time for one more. So have you picked your candidate for the 2016 presidential race?
You bet I have. I am a strong supporter of Hillary Clinton. I will be doing everything I can to talk her into running and then to help her get elected.
All right. We will bring Nevada newsmakers to Washington in September. Look forward to seeing you there.
Great. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you so much, Congresswoman Dina Titus. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
As Nevada approaches its 150th anniversary of statehood, it's time to reflect on what makes us all proud to be Nevadans.
The Nevada of my youth was a place of pride, activity, optimism, and opportunity. This has long been our state's heritage, and it will be our future as well.
Over the past 150 years, countless Nevadans have lived, worked, learned, and played in a state rich with history and culture.
Our Silver State is battle-born.
And we are
Nevada proud.
The Eldorado brought you Power Pennies. Now we're bringing you more with Power Pennies Plus. Keep on winning with bonus games that follow you. Start your engines with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with progressive payouts. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our Power Pennies Plus Fantastic Friday Slot Tournament. You'll love our brand new weekly Prospectors Plunge. Qualify as you play daily for prizes each Friday. Power Pennies Plus, only at the Eldorado.
It's pretty cool, huh? So, what are you guys working on?
Good question. Over the past 2 years, Charter has upgraded its entire network. It's one reason customers are happier than ever. Now, Charter's reliable, fiber-rich network delivers brilliant HD, powerful internet speeds, and better calling features. No wonder Charter customer satisfaction is at an all-time high.
We're upgrading the network.
Switch to Charter and see why thousands choose us every day.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Congressional Week continues. On the next broadcast, Congressman Mark Amadeo joins us.